to the Marvelous Ones here on NTNRadio.com, Spotify, and all those other good places. You know, here's what I'm going to say. If you listen someplace other than Spotify, stop and just go listen to us on Spotify. Even if you listen on the website, go to Spotify. Help us out. Anyway,
looking to be one of the best episodes we've ever had. Once again, what were you going to say?
If I was doing a solo movie,
That would be a dip.
Yeah. Anyways, I guess it's our Merry Christmas episode. So Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, end of Hanukkah. I think Hanukkah ended yesterday.
Or as I tell my Jewish friends, Happy Chewbacca.
Happy Chewbacca. I think Kwanzaa.
That's Friday. That's right? Friday.
Friday.
I'm celebrating. I'm learning.
I don't know what else. Anything to get a day off, I'll celebrate. That's fine.
Well, I could see you in a burgundy and gold dashiki.
I don't know what that means, but okay. Here we go. So we had stuff. Fallout episode season 2 started this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Fire and Ass. Avatar.
Ash. The H is not silent.
Started this weekend. So we all went to see that. And then there was a trailer in front of
teaser. It's almost a teaser.
Teaser for Avengers Doomsday with a pretty big announcement in it. I hadn't really heard anything until we saw that.
We can start with it because it'll be brief.
Okay.
Yeah. The introduction of Chris Evans returning as Captain America with a wee bairn in his arms, as the Scottish would say.
A wee what?
Bairn. It's a child. It's a baby. In Scottish. A wee bairn. Alarm and shocker to any real comic book fans out there. And forgive me, I've been getting over a cold, so my voice ain't there yet.
Yeah, well, you were nice enough to give it to me, so I won't.
You have it?
Woo-hoo! Yes, you dick. You know what?
Wow.
I'll never travel with you again. That was rude.
Promise?
Yes.
So, in the comic book community, when they say someone is dead or gone forever, you can look at your watch and just tick, tick, tick till they return.
To the next season or whenever.
Or till the next paycheck. So Chris Evans, who's retired from Captain America forever, not only does he come back for Captain America, he first had a little deluge, a little preview by coming back as Human Torch first and then coming back as Captain America.
Well, I think that was just wanting to be a part of the biggest movie ever.
Yeah, and just really can't say enough about Deadpool Wolverine. The fact that he said he even dropped, it's multiple layers. The fact that he dropped, well, we couldn't afford to have him that much longer. And the fact that they dropped him is Fantastic Four. He's like, the pose is coming. Here it comes. Here it comes. What? And then the little, the end credits where that MF or dividend and just goes off on the really as an actor, I was impressed. That was a really long monologue of bad words and everything talking about, talking badly about, the woman.
Professor X's sister. I can't think of her name. Yeah. Sarah? Jane? I don't know.
Also a very good actress, because as good as Deadpool Wolverine is, it still has to have the fundamental of every superhero movie. It has to have a really good actor to play the villain. You don't have a good villain, then you've got Michael Keaton running around in a black suit. Was it George Clooney running around in a black suit?
Okay.
With Schwarzenegger?
I was going to say, Michael Keaton wasn't terrible.
No, I'm not saying he's terrible, but I'm saying to make it a quintessential, awesome, awesome.
And didn't Val Kilmer try and do it too?
He was almost kind of good, and we had two villains in that. I thought that Jim Carrey did a really good Riddler.
Yeah, Jim Carrey did do a good Riddler.
And then Two-Face wasn't bad. I didn't mind that at all with Fugitive Died. Yeah. See, those were decent. Even Poison Ivy was in that too, wasn't she?
I believe so.
Yeah, I mean, she's okay.
No, one with Dr. Frost and one with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, and love Arnold. However, he's not known for his acting prowess. And the villain demands a really good, almost classically trained actor, just someone with exuberant talent. in that world. So, yeah, having said that, I mean, the Predator was scary when it first came out. So anyway, the diatribe complete.
So, all right. So I guess let's, you want to do Halo first and then Fire and Ash?
Fallout.
I mean, Fallout, same difference.
That's fine. There's no real,
Yeah, so Fallout came back. I watch it.
And for the viewers, we had the big corporate TMO Christmas party. So we watched Fallout and
Fire and Ashes. Avatar Fire and Ash together.
All the three of us got together and watched them all together. So that if that adds any color to our commentary, please continue.
You know, Fallout, I still have the same problem I had with season one, is I still feel lost a lot.
No frontal nudity? That was mine. I don't know.
Well,
about
I mean, that too, right?
Okay.
But I still feel lost a lot.
Well, you didn't play the video game intrinsically for most of your adult life to know every quirk and
turn?
Yeah, so
that's the problem, right? Like, I don't I don't enjoy it. I played video games in the 90s in college, and I'll never do that again.
I did through my 20s and early 30s.
Well, I did player testing. So, you know, like how they send it off to people and you work through the bugs.
Yeah, I have a buddy who worked for EA for a while.
That's what I did.
He hated it, like, with a passion.
At first, I loved it. Oh, they're going to pay me to play video games. And then
sounds good, right?
Yeah. Now I look at a video game and it just tosses my stomach.
Oh, tosses. I thought you tosses. I was going to say the food item before the entree on the thing. But go ahead.
You know, it's entertaining, right?
I think that's what saves it. I mean, I think you
it's
hit it right there.
Entertaining, but I don't understand it, and their flashbacks don't really help me out. I don't know why. I think the flashbacks don't go all the way. I mean, Warren loves it because Warren plays the game, so he knows the backstory. I'm like, I don't play the game. I feel like if you have to play the game to understand it, you're losing audience.
For the purposes of this specific particular show, this would be a good hors d'oeuvre to, like, Resident Alien or, like, the, you know, the main entree. Oh, we got to watch this. So we love this show. This would be a nice little intro. Like, whatchamacallit?
Murderbot was.
Thank you. I couldn't remember.
Right? Like,
Murderbot was a great intro to, like, a really good, the one we wanted to watch.
Yeah. And it was like, oh, wow. It gave me two things. And I'd watch that knowing that I had Resident Alien following that. And it's like, that's it right now.
Knowing you had the big one in the chamber ready to go right after.
Yeah.
I mean, there are good actors in the show. They draw them. The lens loves them. The pretty girl and then the back ghoul. There's someone interesting. They remind you, like, callbacks to other characters that you may have been infatuated with or heroes that you love, but doesn't quite hit the mark. It's not a slam home run trifecta hat trick.
Yeah. Now I know Warren loves it, but you know,
but that's again, Warren.
Yeah, A, that's Warren, and B, it's because he plays the game.
Which is fine.
I'm not picking on that, right? Like, I don't mean to sound, if I'm sounding negative, that's not my intent.
It's fine in so much as it is doing fan service, but for the mainstream benign audience going in fresh, like, what, why, oh, so he's bottle caps? Is that the... A little bit more.
Yeah, and there's just, like, you know, the flashbacks are going back. I don't know if they're just not giving me enough to fully grasp what's coming on, or maybe they're too far between and few, and I don't know.
This is not a direct correlation. It's a reference I often go to. This could be a version of the candy assembly line in I Love Lucy, where the gamers, they know, we all know what's going to happen. They're going to start rattling off the candy. So the entertainment comes. And how are they going to execute it? How are they going to, you know,
produce
it and show it? So the Fallout fans are going, oh, we know what's going to happen like 4 seasons ahead. So let's see how, if they pull off, you know, turning it into a cinematic. platform. So it's fine.
Yeah. I mean, I like the vaults. I like the ghoul. I like the journey, right?
And I like the main character, the one I still don't know if they're doing CGI or those. I'll be a little scared if those are her regular eyes, just because they have
their CGI.
Those are anime caliber eyes. They're just, the ratio is way off. But she does a good job at playing that role. I believe the character she's playing, I believe that's actually a real person, if you, you know. But yeah, little things like when they start cutting off the fingers and reattaching them with a, like a black one. To me, that's a little ghoulish and a little ick factor. However, in their world, they take it as if that's, you know, casual, normal. Like if we go back to like season 1, 2 of The Walking Dead, when they're having to like think on their feet and they gut out one of the zombies and rub their intestines all over them, like, oh, and they're going, oh, this is gross. This is, I'm with them, you know, as a, right, as a viewer. Right,
yeah.
I'm not with any of these people as they're going through their adventure.
Yeah, that's probably a good way to say it. I'm kind of following along, but I don't feel vested in the journey.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, there's almost a chemistry between the girl and the ghoul.
Yeah,
almost enough.
Yeah.
But again, during the flashbacks, I'm like, I just don't care about your wife and child, you know?
Right.
I know, mean, but we're talking about a fake story.
Yeah, and like it's like I don't care that one company ruined the world, right?
Oh well, you know,
yeah,
things happen. It's kind of badly, but yeah.
Anyways, I don't know. Other than that, I love the cinematography.
The production value is right there.
Production values.
It has to be where it's got to be. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's right there. There's
it's
no like
spot on.
I mean, and again, we watched this, and this is to be negative and boohoo. What was the last one with all the CGI at the end? The Batman, Flash. When they brought all the Supermen back and the little montage of the different multiverses. Do you know what I'm talking about? Remember Flash? Mm-hmm. And they had like George Reeves.
The movie.
Yeah, in the movie.
All right, I thought you were talking the TV show.
No. The movie where they had the old school George Reeves. And did they even have Adam West? No, I don't know. But they'd have Christopher Reeve and Helen Slater, and they totally CGI'd that, and it was so poor. I thought it was a throwback to like 1998 CGI or something.
Yeah, like,
it was like
ran through CGI backwards.
Even Stargate, which we reviewed not too long ago, like that. What year is that? 2000, 1998. That was better like CGI than the 3 years ago Batman Super or the Flash.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's it makes movies that half-assed it or didn't give it enough
fair. I think they're doing a better job than this than what people did with what was the other one, Halo.
Yeah, I punted on Halo. I just
totally Halo. Didn't care. I was completely lost in the storyline, right? Because it was, and then Warren was aggravated with it because he plays the game, and they weren't following the storyline, and it was like, well, who did they make that for?
That's just bad grammar. Two double negatives right there.
Yeah. So it was like, who'd they make that for if nobody's happy?
And it's good enough where I'm willing to wince the again, analogy I always use the carrot and Bugs Bunny. No one asks where the carrot came from when he just pulls it out of nowhere. And in this one, it's almost like the Hunger Games or a many other dystopian worlds where it was at the Hunger Games where they're making giant beast monsters to chase the people in the game, like manifesting out of nowhere. They can just construct it, and people are poor and starving. Like, couldn't you use the same machinery to make like a bunch of chickens or something just to feed the populations, opposed to this a game. Is it based on advertising? It makes you want to think. This one, they've got this incredible technology, but poverty at the same time. It's hard.
Well, I think they just wanted their class. I think this was the company that built the silos and built the robot suits and all that stuff, wanted to get rid of the rest of the population and restart the Earth in their own image.
That's not a bad.
So they're probably annoyed these other people survived.
That's not bad, I suppose. Then why not just? I mean, you're going to go full Nazi Adolf Hitler, just extinguish them. That, I know that sounds horrible, but they've got the technology. They're willing to nuke the entire freaking planet. These are just, as as Scarface would say, just a bunch of cockroaches.
Yeah. I just don't think they... I think you're going to find out that they didn't plan on people living through this.
They're almost thriving, though.
And the fact that it's... I didn't realize it was 200 years in the future.
That's a lot of years.
Yeah.
Well, I know the Ghoul Man mentioned it as far as...
Yeah. I was like, okay. So anyways, I don't know.
Yeah, let's move.
Yeah, it's time to move on. We'll go to Avatar, Fire, and Ash.
Is it Ashes or Ash? Ash. I just want to state, I'll have more to add. However, again, the three of us watched it together in 3D. And
which I'll never know, watch. I'll never watch another movie, Avatar movie, in 3D. Maybe never another. It did not pop anything. It didn't look great.
It was okay. For me, if it was a mediocre to bad film, at least it would be an excuse to watch 3D. I don't watch 3D too often, so I was in. However, the statement I'm trying to make, the one that's just surfaced to the top as I watched it, there is a really mean psycho red-headed avatar in the entire film. Throughout the viewing, I was like, Phil is probably just scratching his seat and just pining away like, I want this avatar, red-headed avatar. She will complete me. She will complete me. She was so psycho. Just fit the bill.
Psycho, right? She was psycho, but they were like, well, can she be good or this, that? No, of course not. She's a terrible person. She has red hair or feathers
and,
or whatever.
And I got to tell you, I don't have the file that Phil has, the Phil file with redheads. However, there is a little quadrant, a little back there. Just, I am man, you cut me, I will bleed. I was like, that's kind of hot. In a scared way. I don't think I'd survive, but I might be okay with being taken out
her. Okay. That movie could have been an hour and a half shorter and still gave me the same start.
Perhaps.
It was just... Avatar seems to want to show you off CGI sometimes, and I think that hurts the story because I think you get bored in the story.
The story could have been stronger. I'm going to make things positive in the sense is if you can recall the very first Avatar, this is a jump from that in terms of CGI, just the water, so much water, and making them interact properly, just from sticking a foot in, let alone these giant whales crashing onto a barge, you know, battle barge. That's really well done. It's really good.
I'm not saying it wasn't well done, right? I just could have used with an hour and a half less of it.
So you're
it
saying
could have been an hour and 45 minute long movie, and I'd have been much happier. Right?
The other thing
is, and I hate saying and giving Warren kudos, but he's right. Uh-huh. It was literally the same story as the first two.
Colonel Guy
Bad fights blue and green people. I don't understand why the red people weren't red. They were just red feathers and paint. But
I mean, I understood the mythological themes. It's the, you know, you don't take care of the kid, the village, and he goes and kills it because the Mama Earth, Gaia, whatever they call it in this version, didn't take care and didn't come to aid her people, and they all got torched. So now she is totally anti-God, hate everything and anybody who still respects her. So that's the sperm child. I see where they're going with that and then some of the emotional bonds.
Yeah, and like the first ones, it was like the blue and green people or was good people. Now you got blue people that are bad.
Yeah, they're the Indians and the Vietnamese, basically, against the all-powerful armies. That's the theme there.
Yeah, but now you have bad ones that are teaming up. Raiders.
And as they're bad Indians too, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They're not benevolent.
So it was kind of good like that.
There was some good back and forth in the major battles. Like, oh, we're getting taken out. Oh no, here we come. Like we had some strategies as the rebels start getting momentum. Then, oh crap, here come 200 of their own.
Yeah, it was fun. It was okay. It wasn't bad. It's just there are times where it just dragged. It just tracked. And it was like, oh.
I'm going to do a Phil commentary is like, I just want to say this. This is my point. I'm going to say this. There's a little bit of the Luke and Leia happening there, like legit Luke and Leia. The one scene Empire Strikes Back was like kind of, you know, tongue in cheek, a little quirky, and just, you know, little jab, you know, within the friendship. This was straight up smittenism. The monkey boy who was essentially raised since the last series episode was like the brother. He was the adopted, you know, child of the Jake Sullivan.
Yeah, but that's stepbrother's sister. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm saying
fair games and movies.
That's fine. But my first thought was, they're doing a little Luke and Leia. Whoa, it is a little further than Luke and Leia. This can go keep going. It's not this one little thing, and she's just trying to make Han jealous. This was like, yeah, she wanted a little monkey boy. They're going to have like a monkey, blue monkey. They're going to have freaking flying monkeys from the Wizard of Oz. That's what's going to happen. Blue monkeys, which I despise. They still scare me. I didn't say that out loud.
Okay.
Yeah, but little kiss in between the what do you call it?
I guess adopted brother and sister.
I was going to say like the terrestrials and then is it alien? I don't know.
I guess so. Well, I mean, they're on their planet.
I know. So
it would be.
But I'm
the Navy, right? They're in the Navy. Navi.
Yeah, but I'm of the Frank Burns. He's the total dating myself throwback to MASH. He's like, what are all these foreigners trying to do here? Are these right? He's like, Frank, we're in their country.
Yeah, Frank Burns had his moment.
He was, again, when the villain is played really well, it makes the show, even if it's not that kind of film. So, but those are my biggest takes. And I didn't like how you saw it coming. They could have made it really much worse when they captured Monkey Boy and they're doing the experiments. It's like, oh, there go the needles. Oh, they're putting the things in his mouth. But then when they had him on the Nordic track, it's like, oh, that's almost kind of, you know.
Yeah, I could do that for a stress test. Big deal, right?
Yeah. and it comes to one of those things. Why does one Pacific family have all like the heroes, all the special ones? So now they got not only the air breather Monkey Boy, they've got the Sully, the thing, and they've also now have the daughter who can communicate directly with the Gaia Earth nature goddess, but none of the other blue people can.
How come? And so this caught me in the movie, and we didn't talk about it. I intentionally tried not to talk about it with you guys, right? So I could access. How come her and the wife, and I can't think of her name in the movie.
Mm-hmm. I like her character the most, actually.
Right? I like it, right? But how come she's the only one that talks like Yoda and like English is his second language and everybody else is like talks like
Bob? She's
like,
never
you, Jake Sully, right? Everybody else is like, Jake Sully, hey, you know. And
hey,
like,
Jake, my man, bro.
And she says things like, you know, do this and you know, do that. Like that third world kind of learning English, but yet everybody else, every other blue
maybe
person,
did you ever think
English.
She's like a great warrior as her strength, her weakness, grammar not so good, her English, she don't talk good, she could be
that struck me a little last movie and I was like, well, maybe I'm just looking at that wrong, and then this movie it was like blaringly obvious.
Maybe she's the Polly of the Rocky movies. You know, she don't talk so good sometimes. You know, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
she's the best warrior in the entire Avatar universe. She's a badass. It was kind of cool to see someone match up with her on the other female side. I enjoyed the play between the good, because
good blue person and bad person.
Because I was going to go there, but she's not necessarily good in the classic sense. Because she'll go there. She gives zero Fs when it's something she wants, whether it's good or bad.
Killing Monkey Boy.
If it's she was ready to murder the dude just to the little Monkey Boy to save the entire race. And so I thought that they could have pushed that a little further, where, you know,
her hatred of humans.
Yeah, like there's that moment where he's all but passed out and his head is just surrendered to her back. If they had like one more hint where she, even if in that moment she looked over her shoulder like growled but accepted it, or when she, you know, added a little more when he risked his life to save Jake Sully and she recognized it and just had a moment where her eyes and chin dropped for a moment, to me as a filmmaker, that would have been just enough. So she would come and say, don't kill him. Cause you had a, again, they're trying to have good mythology there. Cause that's what's his name. And, Abraham, who's the guy, the kid he was going to kill in the Bible. You know what I'm talking about? Was it Isaiah? There's a, God told, go, if you love me, you got to go kill my your kid. Then brought him to the top, then stopped him last minute. So I'm going to do a quick Bible verse.
I kind of remember that. Yeah. He put, I mean, like, fleece on it. No, that was,
That was just a direct throwback to that mythology and biblical verse. So for her to come back and say, save him, I need a little more, because she viscerally hated anything human, even though Jake Sullivan was, a Twinkie.
Isaac.
I thought it was I something. Thank you. So, but again, that why their family has all this out of all the blue people, they got all the special ones. Because
they're doing a good job of killing off all the rest of them.
True enough, and I remember the one thing I remember from the past movie was when she went psycho pissed and was like one of the best warrior sequences I've ever seen, when she's running around killing everything with precision, skill, and savage, visceral action. I was like, that to me, because I can be pretty, I'm open and flexible to most things, but I'm definitely snooty when it comes to action scenes. And that was one of the best sequences I ever saw. All CGI. And she's a good action. Again, she's that character that gives no Fs. And they do a really good job of personifying her in that, if that's a word. So yeah. It's hard to, I don't know what else to say about the movie beyond that.
Yeah.
Hope it makes enough money.
But you could have had all that and still made it an hour and a half shorter.
I suppose. Right. And they got a little gruesome. It's like, look what they did to me. They killed off everybody and took away my eyes. It's like, oh, that's a little brutal right there. With the one whale,
but
whale,
like creature. The meeting, and oh, they, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, just get in the fight. Don't deliberate. I mean, I get it. It's almost because the whales, again, they're doing a good job if they're hitting all the enough of the mythology. I'll always profess that because they basically, the whales are just water Ents from Lord of the Rings. I know that's not your bag.
Yeah,
the Ents were essentially the same thing. They live on for centuries, kind of like the Catholic Church. They don't think in real time. They think like hundreds of years in advance mentality. And so the Ents were just living forest trees, and they're around forever. So they're kind of here. They're like the Watcher, and who has ultimate power, but they don't get involved. They just let events happen.
Shit happen.
But the whale creatures, like, we don't get involved, but all of a sudden, when I'm not going to get political, all of a sudden your skin's involved, where they're wiping out your people. Oh, maybe we'll,
get involved a little bit.
A little bit.
Next week, who knows what we're going to talk about.
Wow, we went a whole show. That's pretty good.
Yeah,
I didn't feel like it.
It's the whole show.
If only Avatar was like that.
Yeah, half an hour, right? I can write that whole show.
No, I'm just saying it. This, for me, this went quick.
Oh, yeah. No, Avatar didn't go as quick. Anyways, we'll be back next week. Talk about some more sci-fi stuff. Obviously, Fallout Episode 2.
Should we apologize that Warren will probably be back now? Or
I don't know. He'll probably find some way to weasel out.
Weasel. Pop goes the weasel.
Pop goes the weasel. We'll be back in about a week's time.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas. Happy Chewbacca. Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Chewbacca.
All that stuff.
All them.